The Hardline has the snake, also known as the college football blowhard, an expert in all elitist country club sports. It has Sports Stern, who wrestled the crown of NFL draft superiority away from Norm and makes more off his Sturm stack than the combined salary of the entire Hardline crew. And now, there's a new sports authority on the Hardline, a man who applies thorough research with a deep understanding of analytics to process the day's toughest sports problems, a man who queefs a quiet confidence, a man who is tired of being underestimated and demands to be taken seriously. Here he is, breaking down the
Edmonton Oilers
like only he can. Dave Lane. Applause. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, we began this with the Winnipeg series.
Oh, my.
And it really is my effort to inject myself into the sports conversation on this program because I am a third wheel with a couple of really elite sports minds.
You are. You truly are.
And so I just want to try and keep up. I want to pull my weight and just be part of the sports conversation that we have with the Metroplex every day from 3 to 7 on the Hardline.
I love it.
Blessed.
Welcome.
So here is my scouting report on the Edmonton Oilers. The Edmonton Oilers are a hockey team from Canada. They play in the NHL, which means National Hockey League.
Thank you.
Their city is called Edmonton, and it is in the province of Alberta. That is a cold place where people love hockey a lot. It is the capital city of the province called Alberta. That means it is an important place where government works.
Oh.
One really awesome thing about Edmonton is that it has the West Edmonton Mall, which is one of the biggest malls in the world. It has a water park, an ice rink, a roller coaster, even a sea lion show. It's like a big fun place all in one.
Well, it sounded like it before he even said it was a big fun place.
The city is also known for the North Saskatchewan River. It flows right through Edmonton. There are parks, bike paths, and trails all around the river. People like to walk, ride bikes, and go on picnics there, especially in the summer, because Edmonton has cold winters with lots of snow.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, he's right. This all checks out.
A lot of people in Edmonton love hockey. The hockey team is called the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh.
Some people think they are one of the best teams in the NHL.
Some people.
The Oilers wear blue and orange jerseys. Their logo has an oil drop on it because Edmonton has lots of oil. That's why they're called the Oilers.
Never knew.
One of the most famous players ever was on the Oilers. His name is Wayne Gretzky.
What?
People call him the Great One because he was so good at hockey. He helped the Oilers win the Stanley Cup 5 times in the 1900s. The Oilers play The Oilers play their games at Rogers Place. It is a big arena with lots of fans cheering and waving signs. In the NHL's 2020 playoff bubble, Rogers Place served as the venue for the Western Conference and Stanley Cup Final. Canada's strict border policies and low COVID-19 case numbers made it an ideal location for a bubble setup designed to mitigate COVID-19 risks and ensure the season's completion.
Mitigate sure is a big word.
Yeah.
This year, the Oilers played 82 games. They won 48, lost 29, and had 5 overtime losses. They scored 259 goals and let in 236. Their best player on the team is Connor McDavid. He is super fast and scores lots of goals. He wears number 97 and is the captain. Lots of fans think he is the best player in the world right now. Leon Draisaitl scored 52 goals this year and had 54 assists. He was the best goal scorer in the league. Their goalie, Stuart Skinner, did a lot of great job stopping pucks.
What?
Some players had a tough season and didn't score as many points as last year, like Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Evan Bouchard, and Zach Hyman. A hymen is a thin piece of skin made inside a girl's body near the opening of the vagina.
Damn. Oh, thanks.
Some girls are born with more of it.
Wait.
It can stretch or tear when doing things like riding a bike, playing sports, or using a tampon.
It's the only reason we're doing this.
The Oilers made it to the playoffs and played against the Los Angeles Kings in the first round. They won that series 4-1. Next, they played against the Vegas Golden Knights. They won that series 4-1, too. Now they are playing against the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference Final. The first game is on May 21st.
Hey,
it's today.
That is today.
Wednesday. The Oilers lost to the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals last year. They are hoping they can go back to the Stanley Cup Finals this year, but this time win the Stanley Cup. Sometimes when teams win the Stanley Cup, they throw it from a second floor balcony into a swimming pool and then fill it with champagne and let strippers drink from it.
Well,
Edmonton is also a place for learning. It has schools, libraries, and even big universities where older kids and adults go to learn. Edmonton has tall buildings, lots of houses, and many cars and buses. People live, work, and play there.
That's any
city. In conclusion, I think the Oilers are doing great, but hopefully the Stars will do better. The end.
Oh, man.
Wow.
A couple of off-ramps were taken there with body parts and strippers, but other than that, I feel that was a great...
No, that's ready for Dave's Substack.
Yeah.
Right? Subscription for, I don't know, like maybe $1?
Something.
Why not?
But absolutely. Then if every P1 were to join...
Oh, my God.
Think of all of the history books I could buy.
Like Peyton would know exactly how much money you're going to make.
I'm sorry.
All right, that's great stuff.
Yeah,
Dave.
That really is, Dave. Thank you for bringing this entire series into perspective.
I did a lot of research.
Thank you.